I know how to stir the pot at the office. Let's both start not flushing our shit. But both of us, like...
Are the ones starting it? Like, who didn't flush their shit?
And you and I always vouch for each other. Like, I know for a fact Ryan didn't... Like, I know he flushed his shit. So, like, we stir the pot, but we're the ones taking the shit. But we get upset about it, so the blame doesn't fall on us. How's that sound?
I like that. We're going to have to plan these shits, though.
It won't be like every day. Nice. You see that?
That was awesome.
Luke, did you see that? Start the after hours with that clip. I just caught the vape in my hand.
Yeah, but now I have to poop.
Okay, we'll be right back with the actual after hours, guys. Ryan has to poop.
Well, now we're actually back. But that was a cool catch, I will say.
Thank you, man.
Phenomenal.
I'm very pleased with that. Hey, but it takes two, you know. You tossed it just right.
Hey.
It wasn't all me catching it, all right?
Just we're a good team, though, you know?
But guys, yeah, this is the after hours. I hope you like it.
Which means we get to talk about some naughty stuff.
Yes, we do. Favorite position? Go. Same time. 3, 2, 1. Missionary.
Okay. Favorite bodily fluid. 3, 2, 1. Semen.
Oh, dude.
Okay.
I started to say cum, and then I decided semen was a more appropriate
same,
term.
You know, same thing.
Okay. Favorite sexual smell. 3, 2, 1.
Nipples. The smell of nipples.
Dude, it's something about you, man. I used to, like, I feel like up until recently, I was pretty decent at keeping a straight face during bits.
You always have.
Something changed, though. Like, starting,
I became funnier?
Starting around, like, November, I'm having a really hard time keeping a straight face through bits now.
Any bits?
A lot of bits. Your bits.
The Santa Claus stuff in the Christmas podcast special, you were giggling.
Dude, I had the fucking
giggle
meister. I had the fucking giggles. But like, it's specifically you. Like, everyone else I can keep a really straight face with, but like, it's the way you play these bits in your facial expressions and the tones you do and how serious. You're a good actor.
Thanks,
I think it's because you're such a good actor that like, it
sells into reality.
It sells it too good, where it's hard for me to keep a straight face. I can feel my little face muscles twitch, and I'm like, don't laugh. Also, it was easier when the podcast was not video, because I could smile and laugh, and we could cut it out, but now people can see me. I need to give Luke a still frame of myself, so when I start laughing, it can just stay perfectly still, you know?
I'm eating some good and plenty right now.
Nice,
I hear
man.
You. You want to talk about...
You're great at keeping a straight face.
Squids.
I'm scared that, you know, if we ever shoot like a TV pilot or something or whatever, you'll get really annoyed at me on set because I won't be able to do a take for 50 tries.
I break a lot.
It's going to be like Michael Richards on the bloopers of Seinfeld. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, he gets pissed ever. Come on.
We're thespians. Come on.
Did he really say we're thespians?
No, but he basically... All the comments defending him for being an asshole were like, he takes the art of drama very seriously. Theater is not something to be joked about, and he respects it.
I don't know.
Maybe he's just an asshole.
I think he was just like, I'm annoyed that I'm not. Well, I think, you know, he got a lot of attention as Kramer, and he was hilarious as Kramer. People love Kramer. But, you know, who were the stars of the show still? Jerry.
Elaine.
And Steven.
Yeah. I kept a straight face that time.
I saw Justin walk by just now.
Don't pay him any mind.
Okay.
He's trying to steal the show.
We're making sure he's going to make it to...
Layton's birthday?
Layton's Chuck E. Cheese glitter party.
He's going to that, don't worry.
Is a glitter party mean anything?
Sexually?
Yeah.
I don't think you want to do any
like
sex acts involving glitter, because that's going to get stuck places you don't want it to get stuck.
I'm going to look up glitter party and see what comes up.
You ever
up.
Had glitter in the tip of your urethra?
No, have you?
Yes, and it's not fun. Layton's last party. But Justin's definitely coming. If there's a ball pit, he's going to be there.
Glitter party is a musical artist on Spotify. Okay.
I guess.
Do you want to hear what glitter party comes up with?
What's glitter party sound like?
62,000 monthly listeners.
Okay. Is it Hyper Pop?
This is their pop most popular song, I guess.
Oh.
I'll go a little.
Oh, I like this. Wait. I like this.
Did we just find some good shit?
This is Glitter Party? I like this.
Let's test another one. What do you want? Okay, I'll let you choose. Swimming in Red, Endlessly, Next Wave, or Rainforest Cafe?
Rainforest Cafe.
Do.
Oh. I like this.
We stumbled across something good.
This is actually really good.
I want to hear him come in.
Little bedroom pop kind of.
I'm glad we can steal his music for Patreon.
Yes, not for YouTube, but for Patreon.
No.
He'll never even know.
Is he going to come in Rainforest Cafe?
Might just be an instrumental.
Do you mind if I skip?
Sure.
I just want to see. Hold up. No? I kind of like it, though.
It's a little detuned, a little funky.
Okay.
It's good montage music. I like that. All right, well, we found a new artist we enjoy.
Glitter Party, 62,000 monthly listeners. Okay, well, y'all, if you like that music, you know, we just played it and you know the name, so you can go check it out.
I guess, back to Michael Richards, the only logical defense I could make for him, not the Laugh Factory incident, okay. I'm talking about okay. The bloopers.
He was having a bad day.
No. Okay. I could see how with a high energy character like Kramer, it might get annoying when you're giving those shots your all and doing really good takes and each one is a little draining and then you have to do it again. Because especially if you thought that was a really good take. You're like, that was the one. And then someone laughs and you're like, now we can't use it. You know, I could see how that might be a little annoying.
But don't you think that making a cast member laugh and like them knowing that they shouldn't laugh and them laughing and breaking...
It's indicative how funny you are.
That's what I'm saying. They have to stop the show. They have to stop everything because you were so funny. Why not look at it from that perspective?
If I'm doing a scene, and we've done this in sketches, and if other people are laughing, I'm not mad that I didn't get to use that take. It makes me feel good that I made my friends laugh. Tucker, on the other hand, might be a little pissed off, especially in the case of Fortune Cookies.
Yes.
But I don't blame him for that. Because
no, we were filming till like 3 a.m. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., something like that.
It did take him... Did this sign just dim and get brighter, or am I tripping out?
I don't know. I can't.
I felt like it dimmed and then got brighter. Maybe captured on camera a little
bit.
What
do you think, Luke?
Luke?
What happened? Thanks, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah, Fortune Cookies was really fun to shoot, but the problem was that video was 90% improv. So all that dinner table talk, like, we didn't script any of that.
Are you going back home? And then you're going back to
Layton's Chuck E. Cheese party.
That's in downtown. That's a good drive.
It's a very long drive.
What time is it right now? What time is it right now?
Layton's party's in about 2 hours, I think.
Oh wait, he said it was at 7.
Oh, did he say it was at 7?
Layton said he's gonna get there at 7.
Oh, then that's an hour from now. Chuck E. Cheese is a trek, especially from all the way in Malibu, Justin.
But they do have a lot of games. If you didn't show up, Layton would be very sad.
Justin, look at this face. How would you feel breaking that heart?
Were you excited to go home? I know. But you love Layton, and Layton loves you. You go out on little In-N-Out dates sometimes. He's shaking his head yes. He's licking his lips too.
Yeah, probably just thinking about In-N-Out. Those little In-N-Out dates, but
okay. I think he's decided that it's best for him to
nice
stay.
When are we gonna tell him it starts at 10? Dude,
ever given some good head before?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
At least on 16 occasions.
I'm confident in my head game. I feel like I could produce some good head.
Prove it.
Haven't I already?
Come on, man. You play too much. You know, they say work hard, play hard. Yeah, but Fortune Cookie is basically like, you know, like most. So when we do a sketch, we never write scripts. We've never been the script type. We kind of just get an idea and we're like, we'll shoot it and we'll just go from there.
No shot sheets. No, that's, nothing.
It's just how we operate. I mean, if we ever do a bigger project, we're probably going to have to script it.
Yeah.
Or maybe the magic comes from our style.
Will Arnett recently released a series where the whole premise was that it was all improv.
Oh, I know. My mom made me watch it.
Was it fun, at least?
It was fun.
I never saw it.
It's I watched.
Does it feel like improv theater?
Yeah, yeah, because they're all breaking. It's not exactly like my type of comedy.
Does the breaking make it less funny though? Sometimes I feel like when people break, like,
well, it's really certain... it's not even necessarily breaking. It's they're trying really hard not to laugh.
Okay, good, good.
At least it's Jason Bateman, trying. Will Arnett, and
they get special guests every
Maya
episode.
Rudolph. I only watched one.
Pete Davidson comes in an episode.
I didn't see that. I think the premise is like they give them.
The general, like, mystery, and then...
And then like, Will Arnett, like, the main characters have a script, but no one else does.
Okay.
And it's funny. It was funny. Yeah, but the way we shot that was sitting around the dinner table shooting that, you know, took a long time.
We didn't have three separate cameras to just cover all of it all at once.
No, so Tucker kept having to move around, and then we put the shots together in post. But basically, I don't know if you were, but Hunter and I... Okay, so first of all, so Hunter was pretty drunk for that sketch.
I don't think I was drunk for that sketch.
Well, I was drinking that Tang, and Hunter and I were drinking together, and I had to keep refilling the Tang for the shots, and there was vodka in it.
Okay.
So I drank quite a bit of Tang vodka, which is a delicious combination, but it was very hard to keep a straight. Dude, it's just like with the three of us together improvising. It's impossible to keep a straight face because
you're just always trying out new shit.
And you want to make the other people laugh.
You're not expecting what's about
to
be said.
You would say something or make a face that, like, I just was not expecting, and it would kill me and Hunter. Or he would do something that would make both of us just fucking laugh in shock. So it's just like, oh, it was hard. And Tucker was sitting there like, guys, can we please get this
shot? Every time we broke, he was...
He would just be sitting there like...
Which makes sense. It was late at night.
He's a professional.
But it wasn't like a 12-hour... shoot, like all these popular Netflix shows and movies have. Tucker should really count his blessings.
I think so, too. He could be sleeping on the fucking street under an overpass if it weren't for us.
We buy him some Del Taco, you know? He's fed for the day.
Week.
Yeah.
He rations.
Good.
And I'll tell you what, dude.
He needs
His talent won't get him very far, okay? Because without us, his talent is worthless.
Yep.
His cinematography skills, oh, boo-hoo, buddy. If you don't have a funny YouTube channel to use those for, you're getting nowhere. Oh,
sure, you can make something look pretty, but can you make something look funny? No. That's our thing.
That's our thing, Tucker. God damn it, he is talented. Tucker might be the most talented in terms of, like, composition and film and lighting.
100%.
Most talented dude I've ever met in my life. It's insane.
Ever since that sweet boy, I mean, I was up against him in a film competition with Daniel at one point.
Wait, you were competing against Tucker in that contest?
Yeah, but luckily for us, Tucker was working with Connor.
Oh, so it must suck. Well, dude,
it was a spoken word thing from Connor where he was like in a field.
Oh, so it looked pretty, but I won the year after you.
Another short film. I think he did cinematography for like two films. He does really well.
He does.
Ever since even college and shit.
I think that, I think the reason that you won that year and then I won the next year, not
look at
because,
our skid.
Well, that's, don't say the loud part.
Oh, true.
Out loud. Yeah. But, don't say the quiet part out loud. But I think that, I think honestly, it's not because our films were the best, because there were better films, but I think it's just because it's kind of a breath of fresh air from the rest of the college films, which are trying to be so serious and so dramatic.
And sad.
Yeah. So then when you get like really stupid shit, I think the judges are a little more like, oh!
Yeah. You want to see two white boys having a good laugh. You don't want to see a marginalized community telling a story about how they feel about living in a world that doesn't help them or propagate positive emotions towards their community.
Yeah, it's much easier to watch two white boys have some fun.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I mean, America's Funniest Home Videos. Just some white man watching a bunch of people have some fun.
Mm-hmm. I guess she forgot to check the oven. Eruptions of laughter.
I wish I could have sat in for one of those. Tom Bergeron.
fucking good. Dude, the funniest part of that show was when he would do the clips where he'd put his own head on some of the clips. Remember those?
Yep. He'd go... It'd be like a little jib-jab thing.
It'd be like a kid like jumping on a trampoline, and then he'd have his head having fun, and then he'd fall through the trampoline, and he'd be like... Oh, yeah.
Classic.
I guarantee if you and I got high and watched those, we would still laugh our ass off.
Probably. I think they're on Netflix or
something. I have
somewhere.
It on DVD. Yeah. It's on Hulu, I think.
Oh, okay. I know it was on one of those streaming platforms.
Shows always jump around because they get contracts. I mean, the contract expires and they're like, that show did well there. We can bid a higher price.
It all depends on if Disney buys them or not.
Mm-hmm. Does Disney own America's Funniest Home Videos?
Well, if Hulu was Fox, then Disney bought Fox. So Disney technically owns Hulu too. So yes.
It's actually insane how much shit Disney owns now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucked.
They owned Markiplier at one point.
Didn't they own Syndigo at one point?
I don't know if that's technically them own. I mean, they...
You were signed to... Syndigo was signed with Maker for a while.
So I made Disney a little bit of money?
Yeah.
A few dollars? Okay.
And trust me, Ryan, the 1 month I was a part of Syndigo, we made them quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. That's what got us to where we are today.
I'm sure they're raking in the money from Blonde Boys, which we never saw a penny from, so Disney probably...
Well, there are no ads on Syndigo videos, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Dude!
I think I demonetized everything.
Good. It's the right thing to do.
Because it's crass and it doesn't deserve to be enjoyed. The videos on Syndigo are examples of videos that you should keep your children away from.
I know of a certain YouTube channel that is now defunct that no longer... One of the reasons no longer posts is because YouTube, behind the scenes, gave it a full blanket demonetization. Everything. Every future upload. Which was one of the reasons it stopped.
What's that?
Got to beep this, Luke. Nail in the coffin. He was like, oh, yeah, cool.
But, hey, everyone. Did you like this episode of The After Show?
I know I did.
After Hours? Good.
Thank you guys for your Patreon support. It means a lot. Especially with everything getting demonetized lately. It really helps out. Thank you.
I'm so glad you enjoy this podcast. There's so many episodes, which leaves a lot of time for y'all to get sick and tired of it.
And it really does help out because I know you guys think we might spend all the money on expensive Maseratis and vacations. But the truth is, we have 4 full-time employees plus contracted employees.
Not including us.
Yeah. Before Ryan and I even can take a cent of Super Mega Money, we have to pay for everyone's paychecks, everyone's health care, everyone's
horse stable
dental
fees.
Horse stable fees are expensive. We also have to pay rent for the office. And God damn it, we got to pay taxes.
I already paid my taxes.
No, I mean super mega taxes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And as a business in California, we are getting our ass handed to us on a silver platter. And guess what, Ryan? Only about 3 more months until our next tax bill.
Woo!
Yeah, so guys, thank you.
And we love you.
We love you too.
Not, I don't know any of you.
You know a few.
I know a few. I know. And some of my friends are on the, well, I think it's really, I can really only think of Gray.
My mom's on the Patreon. So be nice, guys.
Yeah. Have a good rest of your day. We'll be back next week. And,
unless we die, then only one of us will be back. Unless we both die, then none of us will be back. Then it's Luke and Justin's show.
Bye.
Bye.